This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The rabbi telling future military leaders that a rise in anti-Semitic rhetoric may have played a role in last weekend's deadly attack in Israel. Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wittenheisel Center touched on the attacks yesterday during a conference held at the Air Force Academy. Cooper noted that the Palestinian military organization Hamas has been spreading anti-Semitic disinformation for years online and via social media, adding that hatred of the Jewish people has become more mainstream over the years as well. He cautioned those in attendance to never sacrifice their personal ethics and freedoms in pursuit of an undefined greater good.
Some students at Colorado College are showing support for Palestine ahead of a demonstration in Denver this weekend. The group Students for Justice in Palestine held a teach-in, as they called it yesterday, chanting slogans condemning U.S. financial support for Israel. Speakers read messages from Palestinians on the ground in Gaza and called for an end to Israeli occupation of the area. A demonstration of support for Palestine is scheduled at the state capitol tomorrow. Meanwhile, the White House says President Biden will be making a visit to Colorado on Monday. Pueblo County Commissioner Danai Eskar says she has heard that the visit will include Pueblo, and she hopes the president talks about jobs.
One of the big things we always want to talk about is infrastructure and jobs, really making sure that we are able to build a robust economy here in towns like Pueblo.
The Pueblo visit has not yet been confirmed by the White House. It's still unclear where exactly Biden will be stopping or what his visit will entail. The president was last in Colorado in May when he spoke at the Air Force Academy commencement. The White House says more details will be shared soon.
Colorado Springs Utilities continuing their investigation into the cause of an underground fire that took place in downtown Colorado Springs last month. Crews still excavating the area where the fire happened, but they're taking their time to make sure they don't damage any existing water, power, or fiber lines. The municipal utility has already replaced a transformer and hundreds of feet of copper power cables. They're also replacing some aging water lines in that area. That affected block of Kiowa between Tejon and Nevada is expected to reopen next month.
The Colorado State Patrol is teaming up with multiple state agencies today to crack down on reckless drivers. State Patrol Chief Colonel Matthew C. Packard says an increase in patrols is part of an effort to bring down the number of deaths on Colorado's roads. He added that the operation will target the most serious and deadly driving behaviors on the state's roadways. There were 754 crash-related deaths in Colorado last year alone. A potent weather system brought the first significant snow accumulations to Colorado's mountain towns Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Towns like Winter Park, Dillon, and Vail all saw measurable buildup. In higher elevations, mountain peaks and ski resorts saw up to 4 to 10 inches.
Auto experts across Colorado say now is the time to winterize your vehicle ahead of the upcoming winter months.
Tires can be expensive. One thing that's not are windshield wipers. In Colorado, you need to be in the habit of replacing these around every 6 months or so.
Skylar McKinley, Regional Director for AAA's Public Affairs Office, says one step you can take is adjusting tire pressure when it comes to the colder weather. Tire pressure recommendations can be found on the door jamb of most vehicles. He also suggests snow tires if your budget allows. If not, he recommends having at least all-season tires with proper tread depth. AAA does remind residents to keep items like blankets, phone chargers, even a small shovel in your car in case you get stuck somewhere.
All eyes were once again on pop superstar Taylor Swift, but it wasn't for her new blockbuster movie. Swift attended Arrowhead Stadium at the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Denver Broncos, which ended up in a Broncos loss, 19-8, last night on Thursday Night Football. Taylor Swift's been rumored to be dating tight end Travis Kelce. Yeah, I think that's a given at this point. It's not a rumor. It's pretty much a done deal, although neither one has confirmed that they're in a romance. Either way, Kelce led Kansas City with 9 catches for 124 yards, cheered on by Taylor herself. As the Chiefs improved to 5-1, the Broncos are last in the AFC West at 1-5.
And a Bigfoot sighting being reported here in Colorado. The New York Post says the legendary woodland ape may have been spotted recently by a couple of tourists on a scenic train ride between Durango and Silverton. Shannon Parker says that she and her husband were looking for elk in the mountains when they saw what appeared to be Bigfoot walking along the hillside and crouching in sagebrush. The 41-year-old contractor from Wyoming posted the alleged video on Facebook and has since gone viral.
Mainly sunny, windy, and cool today. We do have high wind warnings up across the plains until the lunch hour. Winds will gradually back off as we head into the afternoon. Today, we've got temperatures in the low 50s, Colorado Springs 58 in Pueblo, expecting freezing temperatures overnight with morning lows in the mid and upper 20s around Colorado Springs and the low 30s Saturday morning for Pueblo. We'll see temperatures warm into the low 60s tomorrow afternoon for the Springs, 62 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.